Right, we've done a reboot. Yep, she's kicked in. Bloody hell. This is getting out of control. There's no doubt about it. Welcome to Strange Days. Now, Mojo and I have been, doing a little few tricks in the background. So I'd love to hear upcoming shows or bloody just chit-chat, comments, or whatever. A or B is an intro. Here's A. Check this out.
G'day all. Hey, welcome to another episode of Strange Days. Coming to you live from South Australia. With your host, South Osborne.
Okay, so that's A. Now listen to B as an intro. So which one do you think?
Who's more crazy? Me.
South Osmond.
My life, a vision deep. All that remains are memories. I remember a time of chaos. This wasted land. But most of all, I remember the road warrior. The man we called
South Osmond.
To understand who he was, you have to go back to another time. When the world was powered by the black fuel, and the desert sprouted great cities of pipe and steel. Gone now, swept away. For reasons long forgotten, two mighty warrior tribes went to war and touched with a blaze which engulfed them all. Without fuel, they were nothing. They built a house of straw. The thundering machine sputtered and stopped. Their leaders talked and talked. Stem the avalanche. Their world crumbled. Cities exploded. A whirlwind of looting. A firestorm of fear. Men began to feed on men. On the roads, it was a white line nightmare. Only those mobile enough to scavenge, brutal enough to pillage, would survive. The gangs took over the highways, ready to wage war for a tank of juice. And in this maelstrom of decay, ordinary men were battered and smashed.
South Osmond.
The warrior man.
South Osmond.
In the roar of an engine, he lost everything. And became a shell of a man. A burnt-out, desolate man. A man haunted by the demons of his past. A man who wandered out into the wasteland. And it was him.
That actually wasn't the one. Oh, that sucks. Nah, that wasn't the one, man. I gotta find the one for sure. Come on, man. It's gotta be this one.
It was hard to know who was more crazy.
No, I think it's the same.
Closement.
Oh, it's the same fucking thing. Ah, oh, shit. Well, then I've got to get back to the other one, maybe. Oh, wow. I've lost it. I've lost it. I've lost the plot, guys. Bloody
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day, a new flavor of fuckery. Cause everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of clots. Monday,
bullshit.
Tuesday,
bullshit.
Wednesday,
bang up the
and then four more days of increasingly stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, folded, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery. We'll do it all over again.
The world's gone crazy, guys. The world's gone that shit crazy. No
shout out to Bass Records.
No doubt about it.
Hey, yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, bro.
I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it.
He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got high. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah, hey, Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Hey, you going, Dave? Stick to the marijuana, Hunter.
He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high.
Stick with
he's the smartest man Joe ever knew
Miss
in
G.
His life.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, to Hunter got high.
But you got high,
Hunter
didn't you?
High.
Hey?
Hunter got high.
You little maggot.
He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high.
Yeah, filthy maggot.
He thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high.
Pervert.
The White House got shut down. We all know why.
On,
yeah,
hell. Don't hold back on
Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
You disgusting creature.
He never could pack worth a fuck. Hunter got high.
Die, you maggot.
Now he gets a half a mil and
death
a...
threats.
Damn, that's high.
My
that's
hell.
That's higher than me. Biden never used to start
damn.
With BUI. Yeah,
hey,
Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Cracky cookie.
Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high.
Maggots.
He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why.
That's yeah, what happens around here, Dave.
Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never
maggot.
Done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a pimp till Hunter got high. He had the best friends that money could rent, but Hunter got high. Just imagine if he wasn't rich and so damn white. Yeah, the cops will raid his house, eat his lemon pound cake, disconnect his cameras and steal his money.
Let me play a song for my friend Dave in the room. I think this might blow his mind. He's probably thinking, yeah, what AC/DC again, Black Sabbath, are you going to do this and all these other shenanigans? Hey, you, Mr. Osmond. And he starts hearing a little bit of Nick Cage. and realizes,
where is Mona?
She's long gone. Oh, yeah, Dave.
Where is Mary? She's taking her alone.
Now we're talking, guys.
But they haven't put their mittens on,
and there's 15 feet
of pure white snow.
15. I'll give you two. You fucking worry about two.
Where is Michael? Where is Mark?
Dave, we are going to get you some tool, my friend. We are going to get you some tool.
And the bell went off, thank God. Many people think I'm odd, but I talk with no one and I walk alone and I avoid sunlight with a chalky tone. I get home and don't say hi, it ain't no one there. I don't care, I walk in and go right up the stairs to my room, get in bed and just wait for dark, because that's when a real show starts.
Tap, 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 and tap, tap again, my friend. That's right. Tap, 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 and tap, tap again. My friend, makes you feel like you're in a little bit of a schism, Dave. It makes you feel like you're in a schism. You know what I mean? Between two worlds, guys. Between hence and forth. Here we go. Here we go. Now we're talking. No, I'm not in the United Kingdom. I am of Australasia, the land down under, the Wizard of Oz. Tool 44 and 6, metal. Cohan is playing this. Drum, it's a chick. Check her out. C-O-H-E-N. It'll blow your mind. 46 and 2, Cohen. Drum cover. Bang. From down the south, man. South of the Mississippi. You know what I mean? The maggot. Oh,
Hey, brothers and sisters in arms.
I've been calling on my belly.
Anyway, we're not doing music shows tonight, guys. Don't like it. Too bad. We're getting into some political things, if you know what I mean. That's right. We're going to go deeper into the rabbit hole, more than what we expected. So I guess all the music stuff's out of the realms of the Society of the Jesuits, if you know what I mean. Right, so let's get into it. Let's get some stuff going here on Strange Days. Now that we're already wasted 15 minutes of my broadcast to appease Dave. Well, Dave, time to appease myself, my friend.
Our libraries, books, and temples. So is this history really true? Yes. Mm-hmm. So they say that Buddhism originated from India. Yes, like Nalanda, they say, was one of the greatest libraries and universities in the world. But this is what it's causing today. So now, since you know quite a bit about Buddhism, yes, I'd like to ask you, how important are tantras in Buddhism?
Well,
Buddhism survive tantras?
Tantra... Well, Tantra, so far as I know, is a kind of a sexual, using of sexual energy.
I want to talk about
stick
sexual
around if
energies.
You want me to blow your mind. Hue, man. Hue means an attribute of a color. Color is light. We are light manifested into physical form. If you know anything about electromagnetism, you know these mini torus fields create reality. They are the true atoms. Each torus field is one unit of light. So then you go to Genesis and look at what the first thing ever created was. Let there be light. Genesis 1:3. John 1:5. God is light. So this means atoms are one unit of light. And these atoms create everything. This means everything is God. You are God. And everything you see around you is God. We live inside of the mind of God. So God, Allah, and Elohim all add up to 26 or 62, add that together, that is 8. Symbol for the 8 comes from the Taurus field. Everything is infinite, everything is light, and everything is God. There is no God outside of you. We need to stop worshipping these false humanistic gods within religion, and we all need to manifest the God mind because we are all God. And this is why the Bible says, ye are gods, you are all sons of the Most High. We are microcosms of the macrocosm.
Micro of the macro, guys. Think about it. Micro of the macro. Bloody deep stuff, man. Ah, there's my little bird I was going to get. Ever listen to this shit?
Tad O'Malley has been making claims.
Claims about what?
You and everyone you know has a piece of DNA in your genome put there without your knowing it.
Put there by whom?
Yeah.
That's the question of the day.
This is an internet lunatic. You're not saying you believe him.
Hold on, Agent Einstein. You're talking to a scientist.
Forgive me, Assistant Director. It may sound insensitive, but the suggestion is pure science fiction.
What I'm saying, Agent Einstein, is that the facts, as I understand them, cannot be discounted out of hand.
No one has the right or the ability to tamper with your DNA.
Yeah, that's right, man. Like, Dave, you know, like, everything's the word, vibrato. Everything comes from a phonics. Mathematical equation. There's a lot of different geographics that involve in this whole thing of word and vibration and phonics, and yeah, it just blows your mind when you get into all these aspects of what's good intentions even before the word, not even speaking the word. That blows your bloody mind when you get into these sort of aspects of life. No doubt about it.
Unless we gave them that ability.
You say they're tampering with our DNA, that they're able to shut down our immune systems by the addition of something to our DNA.
Yes, but I don't know how exactly.
Or how it's being triggered.
CRISPR.
I don't know that either. Or why it's happening now.
Hey, Annie Sue,
what can you possibly do?
We need to act quickly.
You were right about that.
Well, I was wrong about the science. I was wrong about what's causing it, dead wrong, in fact.
But it's clearly a widespread failure of our immune system.
Through gene tampering. A virus within a virus that was put there through the smallpox vaccine. It's what these men are calling the Spartan virus.
Yeah, we've got to be deep here on the broadcast, you know what I mean? Me and Dave went down some very, very dark rabbit holes that we wished we never went down, if you know what I mean. So we've come back out because Sue has refreshed us with some very vital content. There is no doubt about it. Of positivity, yin, yang, and all these other aspects of life, you know what I mean? That's what I love about Sue, because she really takes you to the next level of love and light at the same time. She's actually a guru in the art of Wiccan, but she never really talks about it here because she likes to keep it private that I don't. But you know what I mean? She has been a avid follower of my broadcast. She's been a great teacher in philosophy, in esoteric wisdom, and all these other aspects of life. She has become my mentor.
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you got to start sucking to get to being good at it, because you're going to have a sucking part of it to get to success. So you got to suck to get to success. So you got... You're just going to be real bad at stuff, so just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on to being good at whatever it is you're doing. So,
now, I should explain myself. The moral to the story is that you've got to reach a level of sucking at things, that you just absolutely got rich rock bottom, your show's a crap freaking thing, all these other aspects, nothing's working for you. But listen to this advice, guys.
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you got to start sucking to get to being good at it, because you're going to have a sucking part of it.
You got to suck, guys.
So you got to suck to get to success. So you got... You're just going to be real bad at stuff, so just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on.
I like his theology, because I can do that pretty well. I got to listen to it once again. With it.
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do something.
You might get lucky a little bit.
Sucking, to get to being good at it.
I love it.
Because you're going to have a sucking part of it. To get to success. So you got to suck to get to success. So you're just going to be real bad at stuff. So just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on to being good at whatever it is you're doing. So just start sucking.
Bloody hell. What a trip. What a tripper, man. Imagine that. Imagine a mind frame like that. Oh, wow. I'd love to hang around him as an uncle. I think it'd be mind-blowing, man, with a brain like that. That's high intelligence, man. There's no doubt about it.
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're doing something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you got to start sucking to get to being good at it, because you got to...
Ah, shut up. I've heard enough of you. You're making me sick, to be honest with you. It's starting to get out of control. Starting to get out of control, guys. I'm starting to hyperventilate, actually. So we can't have that on live studio. Oh, shit. It's time to get up. Haven't even slept yet. Bloody Christ almighty. What's going on here? I'm about to take you through a rabbit hole. I'm about to take you into a journey of the Anunnaki. Ancient texts and many other avenues. interdimensional life forms. Everyone. A place. An aspect of time. A realm never talked about. From the Pleiades to the Anunnakis and beyond. That's where I'm going to take you. But not tonight, because I couldn't give a shit. Say you're screwed.
Welcome to the shit show. Every single day.
Could have cared.
A new flavor.
Maybe on another show.
Everybody's such, you see, and they're dumber than a bag of flops. Monday. Bullshit. Tuesday. Bullshit. Wednesday.
So you're screwed.
And four more days of increasingly stupid, ridiculous, ignorant, bolder, dash, poppycock, bollocks, and fuckery.
So look, effery guys, there's no doubt about it. I'll talk about these esoteric wisdoms on another show.
Shout out to Bass Records.
When Sue Sam.
Hey yo, Hunter. Roll up another one of them congressional blunts, brother. He was gonna get his laptop fixed, but Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna show all them dick pics, but Hunter got hot. He should've let Hillary bleach his whole hard drive. Yeah,
but Hunter got high.
Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
Hunter got high, guys.
He wasn't gonna mess with the hoes, but Hunter got high. He was gonna take them all out on the boat, but Hunter got high. He's the smartest man Joe ever knew in his life.
We all went around.
So Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. La, da, 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 da. He was gonna go visit his dad, but Hunter got high. Ooh, he thought he had a secret stash, but Hunter got high. The White House got shut down. We all know why.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hunter got high. Hunter got high.
See you later, darling. You take care.
He never could pay worth the fuck. Hunter got high.
Now get some honey.
Half a million up. Damn, that's high. That's high to the
bottom. Manuka honey, man.
Biden never used to start with B-U-I.
Get some clothes, too. Clothes and honey.
Hunter got
done.
Hunter got high.
Killed.
Ukraine wasn't part of the plan till Hunter got high. China wasn't that big of a fan till Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna split it all with the old big guy. Yeah, till Hunter got high. Till Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He wasn't gonna go to court, but Hunter got high. He never been indicted before, but Hunter got high. His attorney's out smoking a bowl, and we all know why. Yeah, cause Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. He was making 80 G's a month, but Hunter got high. On a job, brother, ain't never done. Hunter got high. He got more LLCs than John Gotti's ex-wife. Yeah, Hunter got high. Hunter got high. Hunter got high. His cousin was never a pimp till Hunter got high. He had the best friends that money could rent, but Hunter got high. Just imagine. imagine if he wasn't rich and so damn white. Yeah, the cops will raid his house, eat his lemon pound cake, just to take his cameras and steal his money.
Just wondering why others in other countries are so interested in American politics. Might be the Federal Reserve and the dollar, mate. Maybe that's why people are more interested in a lot of things with politics in America, especially the Federal Reserve and the currencies. Yeah, the stability in other countries that aren't part of BRICS. Yeah, Dave, I reckon that would do it for sure. Yeah, of course, you know, my country, Canada, and certain other countries, you know what I mean? Yeah, man, I think that would explain it pretty well, you know what I mean? I think that would explain it pretty bloody well, man. Here's a song for Dave.
Blind, but now I see.
that was pretty full on, hey, when you really think about it. Damn, it just keeps going on and on forever. This might even blow your mind. Check this out, guys. You won't believe it. I know you're going to think this is AI generated, but it ain't. This is, believe this or not, no shit, guys. I'm not shitting you, Sherlock. Killing in the Name of, performed by the North Korean Military Chorus. No, I shit you not. I shit you not. Killing in the Name of by North Korea. Check this out. Might blow your bloody mind. Johnny! Killing in the Name of. North Korean style. Bloody hell. Strange Days, guys. Killing in the Name of. Unreal. North Korea. Do you know the thing that sucks? At the end of it, they don't do the rest of the verse. Fuck you, I won't do it. You tell me. They left that little bit out. Woo! We don't want that. Deep shit, man. Imagine that. This one's dedicated to our beloved Trump. We love him, we love him, and we will follow him. There's no doubt about it.
And where he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow.
I will follow him.
Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's play a song for me. Stuff it. Hang the expense. Praise ye, Yahoo.
I heard there was a secret chord.
Deep shit, guys.
David played and it pleased the Lord.
I'm sounding too somatic. I shouldn't be playing that. I should be playing more of this because there was a moon shadow upon the earth, you know what I mean? Until these other things went a little bit crazy.
As I'm being followed by a moon shadow, shadow.
They're following me, man.
Leaping and hopping on a moon shadow.
See that shadow follow me during the day.
And if I ever lose my hands, lose my plow, lose my land. Oh, if I ever lose my hand.
Don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Your hands sound stupid. You know what it is? It's the 33rd group. degree Mason. Once you're initiated, they teach you that we're on a plane and the moon is a plasmatic ejection. There's shit, guys.
In disguises, no one knows. As the face,
we're in a helix.
As the snake, in the sun, in
we're in a helix, guys. It makes you wonder that we are virtually on the border of being the center of the universe, really, when you think about it. I could say crazy. Heliocentric world or whatever, the esocentric, and all these other aspects. Things start getting nuts when you think about it. Where are we? What are we? What is the purpose? Right?
People have become maggots.
You become pathetic creatures, really, when you think about it. You've let the oligarchs take over, guys. You're fucked up. To be honest with it. Bread and circuses, guys. You've been played for fools. You've been played for fools. There is no doubt about it.
The very word secrecy is repugnant.
They've been around for a long time.
And we are, as a people,
a long,
inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. But we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies
what
primarily
did he say?
On covert means.
I need you to help.
Its sphere of influence.
Help.
On infiltration, invasion.
The last bastion.
Instead of elections. On intimidation.
No one fucking helped him.
Free choice.
Apart
it is
from
a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources.
You.
Into the building of a tight-knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed and not.
This is the whole aspect. Everything in the biblical thing just about is all about aspects of life. Why did they want to get rid of Jesus to Barnabas, for instance? Because they didn't want the light. They didn't want the truth. They wanted to live in that society of absolute corruption and blindness. They wanted to live in darkness. And this was a metaphor to show you of the symbolic structures of this world and how dark it can get. And if Satan ain't, we all talk about, you know, God's in control and doing this and that. Well, why is Satan offering the kingdoms of the world up there? He obviously freaking owns them pretty much, you know what I mean? You might say a pain of Caesar and all these other freaking aspects. Well, you look at him turning over the tables and all these other things. It's all going back to money and chicky babes, pretty much. You get the virgins, you get some chicky babes, and you get some money, you kill everything, we can sacrifice, have a big feed. Oh, everyone's happy. That's freaking incredible.
Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No secret is revealed.
Oh, and on top of that, go and have a look at freaking up a blood libel and all these other aspects of blood libel through these things, especially around Putrin and Passover, Purim. There's all these aspects of all this blood libel that's been going on for many thousands of years. It's Babylonian Talmud stuff, guys. You got to just start getting a little bit, you know, aware and click, click, click. Start connecting some dots here, connect a dot there, and maybe get through this bullshit freaking world that we're in at the moment. We're just full of lies and all that. And listen to people. that sincerely have no agenda, you know what I mean? And on top of that, I've got a new religion starting up next week, and I'm looking for a tithe. I just thought I'd plug me a new religion. It's called the Religion of the Yellow Top Mushroom of the Lord. They'd be like, woo, look at this. This guy's got the greatest religion I'd like to hear. Yeah, yeah. I don't ask for money. I just ask for a mushroom. Yeah, you'd have to put, just put a mushroom in the bowl and I'd be happy to tell you some bullshit. There's no doubt about it. All right, so I'm starting that up next week. Keep tuned and, yeah, you can donate. There's no doubt about it. We've got PayPal and all these other freaking aspects. So, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the cult of the mushroom is coming back, guys. There's no doubt about it.
That is why the Athenian lawmaker Solon decreed it a crime for any citizen to shrink from controversy. But I am asking your help.
We're coming back, guys.
Of informing and alerting
mushroom gods.
Confident that with your help,
we're rising.
Man will be what he was born to be, free and independent. Free and independent.
Yep, we're starting new cults now, guys. We're gonna they're gonna be popping up everywhere this next year. There's no doubt about it. I've franchised onto at least 10. I'm working on 12. You know, maybe 13 if I can get away with it. But starting to get out of control. So look out for us, guys. We're coming through. We are coming through, man.
So I hear you have forgotten some things about yourself. Well, I'm here to remind you that you have a beautiful heart. You are smart, important, funny, kind, and caring. You are unique. You are so special. You are worthy of love, respect, and affection. You are perfect exactly as you are. You are wise, wonderful, brave. You are rare. You are lovable. You are inspiring. You are amazing. You are stronger than you think. You are never too much. And you are always enough.
Bloody hell, she hasn't been married before. Bloody hell. Anyway, that was my contact from the Palladians. Ah, yeah, she talks to me like that every day. You do this and that. I say, yeah, we haven't really formed a relationship here, lady. So don't judge too quickly, you know what I mean? You're judging a little bit too quicker than what I expect. Let's play a song for Uncle Dave. Here we go. Let's play a sad song. Bullshit. He's not happy. He's not happy, Jan. He's pissed.
I need some distraction. Oh, before
he's in the background going, this is the worst song. He said, I can't stand it. Oh, shit. Bloody hell. Sorry. Can you help me? Can you help me? Hey, you're locking me up here, mate. Can you try and get me out of it? I'm in area code. Yes, I'm behaving. Yep. Thank you. Thank you for my slush. Thank you for the porridge. Where are they going? I'm gonna try and escape, man. I'm gonna try and escape. I think they're. Yeah, man. I think something's really. It's all right. Behave. It's all right. Everything's good. I took them out. Took out their eyeball, man. Oh, a bit of protein, haven't we? Bang! maggot.
Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God before ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the planet of the apes? Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God before ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the planet of the apes?
You gay piss off.
Natural disasters, floods and hurricanes, terrorists looking to pasture, earthquake destruction, volcanic eruptions, catastrophic storms come in biblical proportions, waves of devastation, pain and isolation. I wonder if a witness in the days of revelation, patiently waiting, anticipating the rapture, but not in heaven to get us out before a caption. Can you adapt and trap our circumstance? React the way you think you would act and take a stand. We're seeing a fine line of fantasy and science. Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God before ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the planet of the apes? Watch your species, watch your origin. We owe our lives to God before ignoring him. What do we expect when the whole human race thinks they're just a mistake like the planet of the apes?
You're going to suck at it. No matter what it is you try to do when you're new with something, you're going to suck at it. I mean, you might get lucky a little bit and do some stuff good, but you got to start sucking to get to being good at it, because you're going to have a sucking part of it to get to success. So you got to suck to get to success. So you're just going to be real bad at stuff. So just get the part where you're just really bad at it over first, and then you can get on to being good at whatever it is you're doing. So just start sucking.
It's taking me to the next level, guys. I don't want to actually talk about it after this. It's taking me to the next level. There's no doubt about it. Makes me wonder sometimes what the hell is going on here. Oh, shit, he just disappeared completely. Ah, oh, bloody hell. Let's see where this one went. Bloody hell, BJ sent me a few things today, actually. Oh, yeah, an intro. I've got a couple of intros here. Oh, yeah, this would be pretty cool. Have a listen to this. Shit, this is it.
G'day all. Hey, welcome to another episode of Strange Pigs. Coming to you live from South Australia. With your host, South Osborne.
Becoming a star, guys. Becoming a star. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, all. I'll catch us on the next episode. Kings give thanks. I'll catch us on the next episode of Strange Days.
Bloody hell. Some spooky shit going on in the background, guys.
I don't mind, man.
No doubt about it. Bloody hell. Every stroke is hard, guys. Hey? Every stroke is hard. There is no doubt about it. Ah, yeah, to blow your mind. It will blow your mind. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, so I'm getting pretty close to the end of this because I'm getting the munchies. Mushrooms, zucchini, fucking onions, and all these other crazy things, lamb, and all fucking bits of meat. Crazy. Everything's just going everywhere. There's no doubt about it. So I'm going to take it out with a little bit of Adios Amigos, if you know what I mean. You all take care. You all take care. There is no doubt about it. Or if you don't take care, care we go with you. Make care go with you. Yeah, there you go. You did everything. Give thanks. You know what I mean? I'm always got to give thanks, guys. Don't even have to have a belief. But in everything, you can give thanks. And plead for your ignorance. It's just like, oh, please help me on my ignorance because it seems to be a little bit maybe out there, you know. Yeah, we all come under that category of ignorance. We all talk about mercy and all these other aspects, and some of us aren't the sharpest tool in the shed, you know. So, if we can work that out, I'm sure the so-called creator can work it out, you know what I mean? That a lot of us just aren't quite the sharpest tool in the shed. Yeah. All right, guys, I'll catch you on the next episode, because I've got to go freaking have some food, man. You take care. Yeah, see you, short pants. See you. Eat meat.
An illusion so large it will escape their perception, and those who will see it will be thought of insane. create separate fronts. They won't see our connection. We'll show no liaison. That's how we'll behave. One drop at a time, never bringing suspicion. Prevent them from seeing the changes occur. Secretly silent, advancing our mission. An invisible weapon, a dark saboteur. We'll weaken their minds, keep their lifespan short. With metals in foods, in the water and air. An organized, multi-pronged, heavy assault. We'll be incognito so no one's aware. We'll blanket with poisons and they'll lose their minds. We'll promise a cure, more poisons we'll give. Destroying the systems of all of mankind. Making it harder and harder to live. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop. Understanding of how this occurs. We'll poison the food, what they drink, what they wear. They'll all be so sick that they'll fail to deter. Our plan will succeed, but we must be ingenuous. Teaching the humans that poisons are good. And those they look up to when feeling tempestuous are already bounded to our brotherhood. They'll never be wise to the poisons unseen. We'll make them seem fun with jingles and pictures. They'll see all our products in film and TV. Teaching how good to drink beer, wine and liquors. We'll target the children with what they love most. With ice cream and candy they just can't resist. We'll grab their attention and make them engrossed. We'll make them want poison, we'll make them insist. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop. Consuming and spending will be our decoy. Distract them with luxuries, pleasures and gains. Lead them from oneness and knowledge of self. Injecting technology into their veins. Make them believe that it's good for their health. Slowly, surely, never stop. Step by step, drop by drop.